daughter? Can you love me like a father? Can you drink me like water? Say I'm like the desert, just way hotter.
Which is part of Vietnam, remember that, could lead to a new wave of refugees. In addition, Mr. Kerry says the report predicts that an increase in catastrophic weather events around the world will create more demand for American troops. Really? That's so. Why is that? Secretary of State Kerry, on to the findings of the report. Again, this report is going to be used by all these department heads, the secretariats, to sort of try to make you think that each one of their departments is going to benefit by changing the way that we live, making us feel guilty about using fossil fuels, that sort of things. He said, tribes are killing each other over water. Yeah, that's true. There's nothing in that statement that's false. Tribes are killing each other over water. Think of what happens if you have massive dislocation, the drying up of the Nile River, or the major rivers in China and India. The intelligence community is taking this seriously, and it has translated into action, says Kerry. He's going to deliver a major speech this summer on the links between climate change and national security. His remarks would also be aimed at building political support for the president's climate change agenda. Really? He said, we're going to try to lay out to people legitimate options for action that are not bank-breaking or negative. You know what? There's not any solution for this. Actually, that's not true. There are ways, and it's interesting because a lot of people think that cows and methane gas are part of the problem. In fact, they are part of the solution, according to some new reports that I've read. Being a dairy farmer, I'm closely akin to what has been going on in the research in this area. And I will tell you, there are a lot of people who are even pushing back on that methane report. So the combination of conversations continues. Matter of fact, let's continue in a moment with a fellow named James Taylor, who's an expert on climate change, with his point of view. I've given you mine. You've heard Mr. Carey's, so let's get Mr. Taylor on here in just a moment to come up with some more explanations as to what really is going on here. This is Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome athlete. Responsibly.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, climate change. The what was the term that was used for the weather during the winter, Kenny? What was the, there was a polar vortex. Thank you, Michael. The polar vortex. Was that just a word, or was there something that actually happened that meant something? Why do you think this was the worst winter in 20-some-odd years, especially if you were a traveler? James Taylor, managing editor of Environment and Climate News, is here, a monthly publication devoted to science and environmentalism. Whether or not they go together, it depends on your point of view, much as anything else. Mr. Taylor, thanks for joining us. I guess that is the question that people have. Why was this winter, from your research and your writing, why was this the worst in 20 years, especially if you were a traveler?
Yes, well, thank you for having me on the show. What this winter shows is that despite all the gloom and doom predictions about global warming turning the Earth into an oven, the fact of the matter is we've had less than 1 degree Celsius of warming during the past century. And what it means is that when you have due to a variety of natural factors, a cold winter. It's still going to be a very cold winter. In fact, it can be the coldest winter on record, despite the modest warming we've had. It just shows that the global warming we've had is very modest and is not nearly what the alarmists tell us it will be.
Well, wasn't it always the case, if you studied the science, that global warming didn't really mean that the planet was warming? It was just changing. Things became warmer. For example, if you look at what's going on in Greenland, according to some of the science I've read, it's because of the warming South Pacific and the impact that that has on the jet stream, and the air getting up there is 4/10 of a point higher than it was 10 years ago, that sort of thing. Does the word global warming get misused or misunderstood because it doesn't really mean that the planet is warming at all? It's just changing.
Well, we're getting a little bit of warming, and we're adding carbon dioxide to the atmosphere, and that is going to give us a little bit of warming. Often what happens is folks then want to say that anything that happens regarding our weather patterns must be caused by this global warming, and that's just silly. You know, the planet's climate has always been changing. It changes on a year-to-year basis. It changes over decades at a time, and that's always going to be the case. And the effect's not going to be uniformly felt, and you're really not even going to notice the results. The only way that we're really going to notice the results is through scientific instruments measuring the Earth's temperature, and we're not going to see much on a day-to-day basis.
One of the things that has come out in these discussions is what happened over the course of the 4.5 billion years the planet's been in existence, the drilling into the core, the taking samples, trying to figure out what the weather was 18,000 years ago, 24,000 years ago, 100,000 years ago, 400,000 years ago, whatever the, you know, whatever the question is about what's really going on has to go back that far. Doesn't it?
Yes, and that's a very important point, because when we hear about the past decade or the past 2 decades being the hottest on record, when global warming activists use the term on record, what they're referring to is basically the past 100 years.
Right.
And they're comparing our temperatures to the Little Ice Age. The Little Ice Age lasted from about 1300 to about 1850 or 1900 AD. And that was the coldest we've been in the last 10,000 years.
Yeah.
But when we compare our current temperatures to the temperatures that predominated over the past 8,000-10,000 years, we see that right now we're actually quite colder than that long-term average. We're not in some type of unprecedented territory where we've never been this hot. No, quite the opposite. We're actually colder than average when you look at the proper context.
Well, the understanding that people have of this is, as you suggested, back to when the weather records started, which was in the 1880s, as I recall. So maybe we've got 160 years of information. That pales in comparison to the real experience of the Earth. The last ice age was, what, about 20,000 years ago, something like that? 20, 30,000 years?
Yeah, it ended about 10,000 years ago, and what's really interesting, too, is that when we look back at the Ice Age, we've been in an Ice Age epoch for the past 3 million years, and you have Ice Age glaciations that have occurred for about 100,000, 150,000 years at a time, and then you have brief interglacial warming periods that last about 10,000 years. That's what we're in now. We're in one of the interglacial warm periods. Now, interglacial warm period has been going on for about 10,000 years. I mean, unless something drastic is changing, it's going to change regarding this this ice age epoch we're in. We are just about due for the next return of ice age glaciation conditions. I'm far more concerned about that than the warming that we're having right now, especially when our current interglacial warm period is actually cooler than the past several interglacial warm periods.
So,
again, the global warming activists try to make us forget about that proper context.
All right, ice age is coming. That's the headline here. James Taylor, managing editor of Environment and Climate News. Thank you for being here on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Songs for years. She's been one of my faves for years. Around since, what, the 70s? Late 60s? Kenny, when did she first have a hit record?
I think it was the late 60s.
Late 60s. I think you're right about that. So Dolly Parton has been consistently a part of Americana for maybe 50 years at least. And there have always been rumors about whether she had any tattoos for whatever the reason why people were fascinated with that. But last week, the rumors of her tattoos began rumbling again. So she was on the Today Show yesterday. She hasn't been seen in short sleeves for a long time. Came clean about her ink. She said, people said the other day that the reason you wear sleeves is that you have snake tattoos all over you. And I said, no, I don't. She's talking to Savannah Guthrie. I do have a few tattoos, but they were mostly done to cover scars because I'm so fair. By the way, she just released her 42nd album.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? She said, it started with that. I'm not really one to have tattoos, but I do have a few, and they're not where you can see them. They are mostly for Carl Thomas Dean. Carl Thomas Dean is her husband, with whom she has never seen. So does she really have... There are a lot of rumors about her. Always is, you know, how much work she had done on her breasts. She admits freely to that. I think she admits to having, what, 44... It's tasteless if I go down that street. Good thing the girls aren't here, Kenny, right?
Right.
But she has been rumored to have affairs with Kris Kristofferson, to have affairs with Nicolas Cage. The list is long. I'm guessing she probably hasn't, but whatever her arrangement, it's her business. It just makes for interesting speculation, I guess, as was the speculation about her tattoos put to rest yesterday on the Today Show. So good for Dolly Parton. Whatever opportunity we have to talk about Dolly Parton is swell. Other celebrities in the news today. Actually, there was a big auction this past weekend. How many people heard about the auction at Julian's Auction House? a number of things from various stars. This guy used to work for Sotheby's, and he sort of went out on his own, found a business in finding things that had belonged to celebrities, either from the celebrities themselves, convincing them that they don't really need, for example, David Hasselhoff sold a bumper to Kit, not the car, but the bumper from Kit that he had collected in his garage, or he just had laying around his garage. So he brought it to Julian's auction house and said, I want $800 for this. Some guy, a commercial real estate investor who apparently is a Knight Rider historian, paid five times that much to buy the bumper. What's that, $4,000, right?
Yeah.
To buy the bumper off a car that's probably not worth $4,000. And there are other things that were sold by this outfit as well, from Cher and Barbara Streisand, the Beatles, Michael Jackson stuff, Elvis Presley, Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, all kinds of items. A jersey worn by Ice-T's pet bulldog brought $450. People are nuts. 28 after on Good Day. Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30th, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you can get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere.
Are you even listening? Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question.
Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Next half hour of conversation here at Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's run down what's going on this half hour in the program. Andrea Metcalf is going to join us in a moment. Do you wear those Vibram shoes? I don't even know if you can call them shoes. I wear them. Yeah, I guess you can. They're the toe shoes. And they're very cool. But there's a lawsuit involving what they told you about these shoes. And because Andrea is our fitness instructor, fitness guru, she takes the point of view, I'm guessing she will, you'll have to listen and find out, she'll take the point of view that these shoes are very good for you, good for your legs, your calves, your butt, all kinds of things, but yet there's a little bit of a flaw, and so we'll hear that explained in a matter of moments. Speaking of flaws, Alec Baldwin had an altercation with police in New York City, and he took to Twitter to explain what happened. Police sources say that Alec was riding his bike the wrong way down a street in New York City. After an altercation, he was cuffed and detained when he failed to provide identification. He didn't have his driver's license. Why would you arrest somebody for not having... What do you have to have a license for if you're not driving a car? You don't have to have identification. Come on. Once again, the New York police, since Bloomberg is getting a little heavy-handed, the source added that Baldwin got arrogant and loud, which is why he was given his second summons for disorderly conduct. Of course, he had a different take on it. I asked both police officers today, this is what he wrote on Twitter, to ticket me. If they contend that I asked for special treatment, they are lying. If you don't have ID in New York, when they write you a summons, they can take you in. The officer didn't know me. One of the officers did. One of them didn't, apparently. He continued, there was a fellow, an officer named Moreno, who shouted, "Let's do this right the right way," handcuffed me. I told both officers I was happy to accept the summons and go. One officer seemed inclined toward doing that. The other officer did not. He wanted to handcuff the people riding in the wrong direction on a one-way street. And Alex said he thought that was ridiculous. And by the way, as a side comment, I think it's ridiculous as well. Baldwin added that he may not know what to do when his court date comes up later on this summer. So when a cop doesn't tell you the truth in order to protect themselves, this is all from Twitter, what do I plead in court on July 14th? Even if you're innocent, witnesses, you do or you don't do? What is the point? The point is, he says, that the claims by the officer of disorderly conduct are either a distortion or an outright lie. And the police officer, he says, lied in his report. I simply want people to know I asked for no special treatment. I was ticketed for riding a bicycle. I can handle that. So anyway, but he's happy to tell you what the officer's name is that he didn't get along with, and that's Mr. or Officer Montero? It's Montero. Not that that makes any difference to the story. It's another Alec Baldwin, I'm going to explode story. Riding a bike is good exercise. Speaking of exercise, as promised, Andrea Metcalf, whose website, andreametcalf.com, is very, 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 very instructive, very good. Lots of great things from her experience as a trainer and as a promotional person. When it comes to being in shape, she has the story. And in a moment, she's going to take you into the minds of the law, or the law, I guess maybe not necessarily the law, but a lawsuit that was, I think it's $3 or $4 million that folks are trying to get out of this company, Vibram, because they promoted their shoes the wrong way. Stand by for that, especially if you wear these Vibrams, and if you don't, you ought to get a pair. I'm not getting paid to say that. I've got a pair, as I said a few minutes ago, and they are great for your toes. You got flat feet, really comfortable, really super. They're a little expensive, but they do the trick. Stand by for Andrea here on Good Day.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be pretty awesome. Nasty. Responsive.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes. Your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Andrea Metcalf, is our fitness expert, and she's here with a story about Vibram, V-I-B-R-A-M. Do you wear Vibram shoes?
Well, I'm very familiar with the five-finger shoes for your toes. They're the shoes that kind of make your feet look like they're gorilla feet. And recently in the news, we've seen that they're going to be giving a class action settlement for anyone who bought the shoes because they were very expensive. They were over $100, and I think they're given a $94 refund because they say that they were proved that they didn't meet all the health claims in their advertising.
All right. Now, I'm an owner of one of these pairs of shoes. You knew that or not? Did I ever tell you that I had a pair of these? They're called Five Fingers shoes. You put your toes in the shoes one toe at a time. I bought these. Of course, they bought them in California. I don't even think you can find them here in the Boston area. But I bought a pair a couple of years ago, and I quite like wearing them, frankly. I wear them a lot. I didn't buy them because they claimed to be this, that, or the other thing. I do remember them being expensive. I do remember when it was a podiatrist or a friend, I can't remember, a friend of mine who was a naturopath who was wearing them. I said, where'd you get, what are those you're wearing? And she told me what they were. And so I went out and bought a pair of them and chastised her afterwards for having me spend that much money. But then I found that they were good for straightening out my toes. I have a little bit of a bunga-yunga on one side, and so they're good for that. They're very, those of you who don't know, if you haven't seen them, they're very thin-soled, very flexible. They are supposed to mimic the experience of running in bare feet and thus improve your foot health, which is the claim that cost them the money, right?
Well, it wasn't that they wanted to improve your foot health. The claim was that it'll help strengthen your calves and your legs. Hmm. Now, I do have a pair, and I had worn them a few times. And they are comfortable. I couldn't fit over the back how ugly they were.
Ugly, really ugly. Yeah, they're really ugly. Yeah, they are.
But there is benefit to working out in bare feet, whether that be running or just regular classes or just daily life. Having your feet work independent instead of being held together by a shoe is quite healthy. And so I think the thing to take away from this is it's the marketing claims that come along that end up getting these companies into trouble. I still feel it's a great product for anyone who wants to strengthen their feet muscles because we are held with our feet in certain positions, and we know that when we support a body part, that then the muscles don't work as effectively because they shut down. Mm-hmm. And so like you, I feel bad that this stuff comes out, but it comes down to the marketing and what words they're choosing to use. And fortunately, if you want to take your shoes back and get your money back, but if you love them, keep wearing them and go barefoot, get out of the flip-flops. I think that's really the point.
Aren't the flip-flops really bad for you in reality?
Well, flip-flops and anything with an open heel, like a sling or a mule, end up re-emphasizing the calf muscle or the forward motion. So they can help cause heel pain, knee pain, and even low back pain. So you really should not, on a continuous basis, be in those types of shoes. They don't help promote normal walking patterns, and in fact, they produce overuse patterns of the muscles that we already overuse, which can cause injury.
All right, quick note on resveratrol, which is found in wine, chocolate to a certain extent, doesn't seem to have, according to one study, anyway, health benefits. What's the story?
Yeah, that just came out in the news the other day, and what really surprised me is like, come on, we already are going to eat our chocolate and drink our wine. Don't give us a reason not to. However, what they forgot to tell you is that there are still health benefits, just not the same amount of health benefits as they thought before with resveratrol on this study. So keep eating, chocolate, maybe 2 ounces of dark chocolate once a day. You want that cacao, and that helps for heart health. And 1 4-ounce glass of wine. wine is also beneficial for health. It's when we get into the overconsumption of any of these items that it ends up being a problem.
Moderation, but this is just one study. And by the way, as usual, as Andrea subtly pointed out, which I am not so subtle to point out, the news media always looking for the bad side, the negative angle. Resveratrol doesn't have any health benefits. Really? Well, let's probe around in that a little bit more and find out what it doesn't have the benefits that maybe it says it has, but is it good for you? Is chocolate good for you? Yes. Is wine good for you? Yeah. In moderation. Next up here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, our own Jennifer Horn had the opportunity to have a conversation with Kim Raver. Now, I don't know if you know who Kim Raver is off the top of your head. I will tell you that she has been Jack Bauer's love interest as a character in 24 from back 4, 5, 6 years ago. I think she was in the show for 3 seasons as Kiefer Sutherland's love interest. Her name, her actress, her real name is Kim Raver, but that's not her name, obviously, on the program. So Jennifer Horn had the chance to have a conversation about what's going on with her, what's going on in 24. So if you like to hear conversation with stars, or maybe she's not a star, but she's an actress, and she's playing a role in a show that's very popular, you ought to stick around. Jennifer Horn and Kim Raver, right here, right now, on Good Day.
Kim, what is going on with 24? You have me at the edge of my seat.
That's a good sign, right? That's exactly what we want to do.
Oh, my gosh. Are you? How does it feel to be back? I mean, your character had some medical issues, shall we say, but now...
Exactly.
What's the politically correct term for what happened to you? I'm not sure.
I like medical issues. I mean, she, you know, she got sort of dragged off. Well, she didn't get dragged off. I mean, she went to try to go rescue Jack Bauer and got stuck, you know, in Chinese prison camp. That's very 24-like description, isn't it?
It will. And, you know, that Chinese camp, it'll do it to you, won't it?
It will do it to you. It could put you in a very psychologically, you know, not such a strong place. So, yes, when we last saw Audrey, she was not doing well. And, you know, this is such an interesting thing to actually be coming back after 4 years and bringing the show back. And I feel that... You know, it's a really actually amazing way because I feel like we have this fantastic fan base, and strangely, because people can now like sort of do binge television watch, we've actually gained fans while we've been away.
Yeah, because people watch the whole seasons. I mean, that's how I started 24. I didn't watch it when it first started, the first season, and my dad would tell me, you have to do it, you have to do it. So I started watching it, and literally I'd be up till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning because you couldn't stop. You like binge view all these shows.
I think the writers have such, they sort of started and do it so well of that thing of, you know, they actually answer questions that they've kind of put in there. And so you feel, for me, when I, you know, when you're like, you feel kind of satisfied because you're like, oh, so that's what happened. And then literally in the last like 60 seconds, they pose some crazy question cliffhanger that you're like,
Right. I mean, this week's episode, you think, okay, it's kind of slowing down. Jack's not going to get into that embassy. But then all of a sudden, there's, the, you know, he starts shooting people in the leg and he's inside all of a sudden. It's like, it makes you, I don't know. Now, you're married to kind of a, is he a baddie, do we think? Is Mark a baddie?
Well, you know, on 24, I can't say anything. Otherwise, you know, Audrey will be dead, so I have to keep it kind of cryptic, and I think that's why Audrey stayed alive so long. Like, Tate Donovan is playing my husband, and he's so fantastic, and I think it's really kind of great that it's a little ambiguous and that you don't really know, and that is also something that I love about 24. It's like, it's just in those sort of, like, quick little looks that you get, or, you know, the obvious ones of him making phone calls and, you know, advising people on something. I'm trying not to give any spoilers away, so I'm being a little cryptic.
Oh, come on. You can trust us. It's only a few million.
But he's such a great actor that I think it's really fun to not really know yet.
It's a great cast. Absolutely. So your top, like, give us your top three tips. If you, what makes Kim Raver feel great when you wake up and you have to fly to London to go back to the set of 24?
I would say exercise, like, the, you know, those days where, like, literally, like, my sneakers, my running shoes are staring at me, and I'm like, I do not want to put those on. Just put them on. Like, put them on is my thing, because once I have them on, I have got to go. Like, yeah. I'm like, okay, they're on my feet. The next thing is I would say, you know, find those multi-purpose products that I mentioned. Again, like a favorite, Colgate Total Advanced Whitening, because mm-hmm. you got, like, you're not going to brush your teeth, and so you know you can get it done, and you know you can
get it done. Teeth are good.
Got to find time to brush those teeth, for sure.
You got to. If you can take care of health and also, like, some beauty at the same time, that's a good one.
I like it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Now 53 after the hour. On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, joining us now is Warren Eckstein, who is your animal's best friend, your pet, thus the name of his radio program that is on the weekend, one of the most popular radio shows in the history of the medium. When Marconi was around inventing the radio, he was thinking about things to put on the air. And he heard Warren Eckstein talking about pets and said, that man needs to be on the radio. So he's been around that long helping animals.
If I wasn't Sam Marconi, where would I be now?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You'd be out with me shoveling manure in the barn. That's where you'd be. So in a moment, we have a great story about a deaf woman who adopted a deaf dog. Wait till you hear this story. Warren is here with the solution to lots of problems you have with your pets. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Velveeta.
Morning win.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room. From coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No. To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No. To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How
no. Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm good.
No. Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day. Even resume software. Now get a 20% off coupon for your K-Cup purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Coupon valid 5-11 to 5-17-14 in store online or by phone. Limit one coupon per customer while supplies last.
So at the Today's Show section of DougStephan.com, this is a love story. And love, as they say, Warren, is in the eyes of the beholder. This is the story of Rosie. Rosie is a deaf pit bull mix. Spent the last 3 months in a central Nebraska Humane Society home, hoping for a new owner. In a sign that some things are just meant to be, Rosie got adopted by Cindy Koch, a woman who also happens to be deaf. You can see a picture of the two of them at DougStephan.com. When Rosie first arrived at the shelter, workers couldn't figure out why she wouldn't respond. Then they figured out that this dog was deaf. Charlotte's gotten deaf now. She's almost 14. She can't really hear much. This dog was 3 years old. So they decided to teach the dog sign language. The dog was scared at first, according to the people working in the shelter. I don't think she had a good first 4 years of her life. And isn't that the case with a lot of these dogs that go into, for example, I remember a story, Warren, of a dog whose ears were boxed. And that's how she lost her hearing. And so there are all kinds of things that could have happened, but the fact that they taught this dog sign language so that it could be with an owner like Cindy Koch is an amazing story.
It is an amazing story, and you know, it happens occasionally. I remember years ago doing training with a lot of different dogs, and at that point, many of the dogs I was working with were deaf, and in fact, some of them belonged to clients of mine that were also hearing impaired, and it's amazing. Back then, we taught them some sign language, but you know what we also used? We used a high-intensity flashlight. That was my training method back then, so the dog would respond to one flash would mean come to him, two flashes might mean sit or stay, because you can actually get the dog's attention, but the bright, bright flashlight could. So it's amazing when you hear stories like this and the bond people have. Now, here's an example where a dog might not have been adopted by anyone else and is making this person a perfect pet.
It's a great story.
It is a fabulous story.
Warren lost his German Shepherd. Put the dog to sleep last week. You've gotten a lot of nice cards and letters from listeners. This is a dog that you and I have talked about for years.
Yeah, Skyler came off the streets of South Central L.A., a German Shepherd. I mean, 40 pounds on the weight, covered head to toe with blue paint. And we adopted him sight unseen in Sunland, California, and he was just a wonderful, wonderful dog. But, you know, there comes a time when you have to make that decision, and the decision came last week when I realized that he wasn't in any pain at this point, but the pain would come. So I made the decision, and he's up at the Rainbow Bridge waiting for me. Thank God for radio people, though. They all came out to remote. The hugs, the kisses made it a lot easier for me to get through it.
Yeah, well, hugs and kisses are a good thing. Those kind of hugs and kisses and the hugs and kisses you can find out about minerals and vitamins for your dog at Warren's website, thepetshow.com. Thank you, Warren.
Thank you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.